If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. The baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is The Danger Zone. Welcome to The Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from David Trainer, the founder and president at New Constructs. And at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It's discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. They put it together and dig in, and if you are just looking at ordinary reports, well, you've got a top-down, skin-deep view. And sometimes when they dig in, they find out that that's presenting a misleading picture. If it's misleading and it works for you, well, then a stock would be attractive. But if it's working against you, it's dangerous. Learn more about how it works by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, belly up to the bar. Let's chat.
Great to be with you, Chuck. I'm glad to make a toast with you.
Well, let's find out who we're toasting this week. Who's in the danger zone?
Amazon.
Danger, danger.
Amazon. That's not a word I would have expected to come out of my mouth when we're talking about a dangerous stock. Amazon, AMZN. What's going on here?
You know, I think this DeepSeek thing spells a new chapter for Amazon and how they have really had this advantage by leveraging a lot of capital that they were able to raise in the beginning, but also this retail business to really wildly spend on whatever their sort of next initiative is. And the big one has been AWS. And we've seen a ton of competition. And the next one we know to be AI, where I think Amazon has kind of had an opportunity to be a step ahead of a lot of other tech businesses because nobody saw them as tech so much in the beginning. I think those days are over. I think that the extraordinarily expensive valuation that we've pointed out in Amazon for a long time, I think investors are going to start to sort of scratch their head and say, you know what? Maybe this just doesn't make that much sense anymore. Now that we know that so many firms are out there just throwing billions and billions of capital at AI, at blockchain, at kind of everything, kind of next level. And so when we take a step back and look at Amazon stock, I mean, it is one of the most expensive stocks out there. And I'm talking even some of sort of the meme stocks.
We're going to get back to that. Let's talk for a second about the concept here, because when Amazon started, everybody said it's a bookseller. And then it was it's a retailer. And then it became, well, it's really a logistics company. What you're suggesting, if I hear you correctly, is that Amazon's really an AI kind of company, not because that's their product, but because AI drives everything else about what they do. And they've been living in a world where they could get away with paying up for AI. And now everybody's going to kill them on the AI costs. Is that the right thesis?
Yeah, that's part of it. I think they've kind of been able to get away with like nobody's really paying attention to what we're doing. There's not as much competition. That's the main thesis is like, look, yeah, AI is going to be part of everything. Computing power is part of everything. Scaling that up is part of everything. And I think that they have also already been seeing a ton of competition on the retail side. We know margins are tough there. We know that AWS, right, they just reported last Thursday evening and disappointing results on AWS side of things, right? Because you've got Amazon, you've got Google, you're going to have Chinese companies, you've got Microsoft. Everybody's getting into this. They're building their own data centers more and more. You know, we need nuclear power to fuel these things. Like AI is just kind of brought the spotlight on kind of all the cutting edge stuff and everybody's pouring a ton of money in it, I don't think there's going to be a lot of profit. And when you look at the implied profits and growth in Amazon stock, you're really talking some extraordinary numbers here that I don't think people are aware of because they don't do the work we do. They don't reverse DCF and analyze like, hey, when you just run the model out, simple math, run the model out in terms of revenues and profits, here's what it takes to justify the stock price. When you look that up, it's a wake-up call.
Okay, so this is the part where the numbers are going to make people start drinking.
Exactly.
Let's talk about that. How out of whack are Amazon's numbers right now?
So when we look at our model and run out, like there's a million different scenarios that we could demonstrate and show you here, Chuck, sometime if we want to do that. But I put in a really optimistic scenario where margins go up significantly from where they are today and where they've ever been. So we're talking about like a 15% improvement over, so 8% over 7% and a pre-tax profit margin. And in the past, you know, the best we've ever seen is about 6.3%. Usually low single digits for margins. And then we're going to jack up growth rates. We've seen growth in the low teens, right? And so we're going to assume that they make that happen for 39 years. That's what the model says has to happen. So higher margins and the return on capital versus cost of capital spread going from -1% all the way to 65%, while also growing revenue at 10% compounded annually for 39 years. That's what it takes to justify the current stock price. That's kind of a lot of gobbledygook numbers. Let's first take 65% return on invested capital, because that's high, but where does that rank across the entire S&P? Let me tell you, it would put them in the top 10, right behind MasterCard and Palantir. And I don't think return on invested capital, like that's a high number. Like, you know, when we're talking about return on invested capital for these kinds of companies, we're talking about like Apple and tech companies and things where, you know, you've got a really big competitive advantage. Booking, most of these are smaller cap companies, even in the top 10 for return on capital that high. And so I really just wanted to demonstrate that that's an optimistic assumption. But where things get really pretty wild, Chuck, is when we look at the implied revenue over this 39-year period, right? We're trying to get a sense of what's it going to take to justify the current stock price. It's $33 trillion. $33 trillion would be the revenue 39 years from now if they grew at 10% compounded annually for this whole time. Well, $39 trillion would rank well above the highest GDP of any country in 2024. For comparison, the United States was at $25 trillion for GDP in 2024. So if you add the United States and China, you get around $39 trillion in total GDP in 2024. So Amazon would effectively be as big as the China and the U.S. combined in 39 years.
And if they don't hit it, what happens to the share price? I mean, Amazon's defied gravity by your own definition of it for a long time.
Yeah, no, Chuck, absolutely. We've been saying this for a while, and I think Amazon's been a favorite stock. And maybe it was the original meme stock. You know, I think the definitions of meme stocks are changing, right? Because people have realized, hey, I don't necessarily have to invest in a GameStop or a complete joke company or Hertz like that. I can invest in, you know, companies that make real money like NVIDIA. And before that, it was Amazon. I think there's a lot of people really loved Amazon. I remember one of my top clients said, David, man, you've been right about everything. And I followed you, but I didn't follow you on Amazon. I'm really glad I didn't. So that's a tough question. I can tell you that the economic book value, the no growth value of Amazon is about $35 a share. I think that's too low. I think they're going to grow. How much are they going to grow? How much profitability will they be able to achieve in the future? We know $238, $239 a share implies a ridiculous amount. But if, you know, we cut that in half, which is probably still a big number, right? So instead of $39 trillion, we're talking about $19 trillion, which is, you know, bigger than China, almost as big as the United States, right? It's the United States is at $25 trillion, China's at $15 trillion. That puts us at $120. That's probably a more realistic number. So I think a 50% haircut from here gets you to an Amazon price level that makes a lot more sense.
One thing that we don't really do often on the Danger Zone is look into time frame on stuff like that. So I want to, because here you are talking about some things that would be lasting for decades. Yeah, I'm a long-term investor, but I know that whatever's happening to Amazon in 40 years is not going to be my issue. So if you're looking at Amazon trading in the 200s, potentially looking at a 50% haircut, how quickly could that happen? I know your crystal ball has not been repaired and returned to you, but over what time frame if the market wakes up and smells the coffee percolate?
I mean, it could happen instantly, Chuck, right? Because what we're talking about is the expectations baked into the current stock price. So you and I might not care about what's going to be going on in 39 years, but that's what Mr. Market has said. Hey, I'm giving Amazon a valuation that implies 10% compound annual growth in revenue for 39 years. All it takes is people to wake up and say, that's crazy. Let's price this thing more realistically. So it could happen at any point in time. And that's sort of what we caution all of our clients to be mindful of, is that expectations are just as fickle on the downside as they are on the upside. In the same way we can see Bitcoin or Carvana go crazy up overnight, we can see it come down just as fast if not faster. Right? The old Wall Street saying is you take the escalator up with the elevator down, the fall or the number of floors that these stocks can come down on the elevator is really, really high. And there's an enormous amount of risk in the market. And I just wanted to point out that Amazon's in the danger zone because there's a lot of risk in the stock.
It's Amazon, AMZN. I probably didn't need to tell you the ticker symbol. It's the danger zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, great stuff. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck. Good to be with you.
David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs, online at newconstructs.com. And up next on Money Life, it's market call time. Brian Frank from the Frank Value Fund will be here. We're talking absolute value investing when Money Life returns. Just a moment.